It's Stuart Kahn, and I'm a professor in the School of Civil and Environmental Engineering at the University of New South Wales.
Why are the dam levels so low at the moment? Is Sydney in the middle of a drought?
Yes, we're very much in the middle of the drought. So, well, we don't know if we're in the middle of one. We don't know how long it will last for. But for pretty much the last 2 years, the water that we're using out of Warragamba and the water that evaporates has been greater than the inflows to Warragamba and the other dams. So the levels have been dropping, and if you look at the rate of the drop, it's pretty much a record. It's a steeper drop than we've ever really seen before, including going into the Millennium Drought, which is the most severe drought that anybody alive can remember in Sydney. And we didn't think we'd be facing something as serious as that so quickly again, but here we are.
What are the costs involved with desalination plant for residents? Do you think it's an effective solution to the water crisis?
I think there's two ways to come at that question. So you can ask that question before the plant was built, and of course in that case the costs involve building the plant, which is a very, very substantial cost. But then if you ask the question now in 2019, it is really a very different question, because we've sunk that $2 billion, we've made that decision and we can't go back on it, and the plant is costing taxpayers, water users, money, regardless of whether or not we use it. So for the last 10 years, when it's been sitting there more or less unused, there's been an extra charge on Sydney Water's customers' bills, which is about, it's an average of about $90 per person, per customer, I should say, which is a household bill. And to turn the plant on, the cost per customer per year goes up to about $130. So it's about $40 more per year. So that actually sounds like pretty good value, because we're not taking into account the cost of building the plant anymore. It's simply the difference between keeping that plant maintained and non-operational and doing more or less the same thing for a little bit more money and actually getting water out of it.
Why do you think the desalination plant has been turned off since 2012 and it's only just been turned on again ahead of schedule because of the levels of dam receding?
So the history was that we had a trigger point to build the seawater desalination plant. That trigger was supposed to be when the dam levels dropped to 30% of capacity. And we jumped the gun a little bit. They only really got to 33%. But for various reasons, the state government decided that they would announce that the construction would go ahead at that point. So we built the plant, and by the time the plant was fully constructed, it started raining. And Sydney's reservoirs, including Warragamba Dam, filled up, and they even spilled a couple of times. So we were overflowing, we had plenty of water. Part of the deal for building the seawater desalination plant was that it would operate for 2 years as a proving period to effectively show that the thing works reliably. So it did operate for 2 years from, as you say, about 2010 to 2012. And then we really didn't need it anymore. The reservoir was full. Taking water from seawater desalination is more energy intensive and more expensive than using the water in the reservoirs. So it made perfect sense to mothball the desalination plant at that time and rely more on taking our drinking water from the reservoirs. Since about the last 18 months to 2 years, we've noticed our reservoir levels dropping significantly, and we had a trigger to restart the desalination plant, and that was when the total combined capacity in Sydney's dams dropped to below 60% of their capacity. Sorry, the volumes in the dams dropped to below 60% of capacity. And that, if I recall correctly, happened in January. So there was a process of initiating turning back on the desal plant in January, more or less the day that we hit that trigger. But turning off a desal plant for a decade and turning back on again is not a simple process, and it's not a process that anywhere in the world we've had a lot of experience with. It's quite an unusual thing to do. It is taking months. When we say we're ahead of schedule, we weren't ahead of schedule in terms of flicking it on. That happened at the 60% trigger, but we didn't know, so I guess people made conservative estimates about how long it might take to be able to produce the full amount of water. So it's been actually, as I understand it, producing water since March. There's been some drinking water produced from it and going into Sydney's drinking water supplies, but it won't be producing the full amount. It can produce 250 million litres per day, but that won't be happening probably until much later this year, so maybe August, September.